Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington City Administrator Brent Henson and Water Treatment Plant Superintendent Chad McCleary, who was named the 2016 Community Operator of the Year by the Iowa Rural Water Association. Today, we're talking about the city's water system and McCleary's recent award. This is part two of a two-part interview.
And an additional focus area, obviously we're trying to put out the best product possible as in terms of finished water, but it's also the reliability of that drinking water system. And that's something where we really felt like we were very much behind. The city did a water facility plan in 2013, really extensively identified where the shortage areas and areas needed for improvement, both in treatment, storage, distribution. And so we've worked very hard on that since that report was completed to move towards making sure that we have as reliable a system as possible, that we don't have any, you know, there have been several times in the last few years where we've come very close to a water emergency where we would have to, you know, I think there's at least one time we had to do a conservation order. But we've come close to the, you know, kind of the boil order and then also, the aspect where you could theoretically not even be able to produce water out into the system, which has happened, I think, before a little bit before my time here, the Easter Sunday situation back in 2011 or 2010.
2011.
You know, that sort of thing is a symptom of a number of things, but one of them being that really we needed a lot of work on our systems to ensure reliability.
And with all of this work, looking at funding, how does that impact the residents?
Well, what we've done on the water, drinking water side, we've tried to be very careful on how we've approached the funding for that. Certainly, the feedback that we heard on the wastewater plant was not particularly positive. I mean, I think people recognized those improvements had to be made. We were ordered to do so. It was mandated. But all the rate increase was put in all at once. And, people do not enjoy having shocks to their wallet in any way, shape, or form. And we still do hear some about that. But on the drinking water side, we've been very careful and diligent to very slowly ramp that up to the point that, you know, it's not unusual that somebody will come up to the utility counter and say October and say, so I hear there's going to be a rate increase. So what, you know, when does that go into effect? It's like, well, it went into effect July 1st and they didn't even notice type of thing. You know, so we've tried to keep it really gradual, but we have built our utility revenues to the point that we can fund all of these projects without any additional shocks to people's finances. So that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to be good stewards of the system, but then we're also, trying to be careful in terms of the spending of the taxpayer dollars.
And lastly, as the city administrator, what's it like to hear that one of your employees has received an award like this?
Well, it's great. I mean, I think it's just a confirmation of some stuff we already knew. Chad's very dedicated, does a great job. You know, I could give you many examples of that. And so it's just great to see him recognized.
That's been today's Washington Page with City Administrator Brent Henson and Water Treatment Plant Superintendent Chad McCleary for the City of Washington. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.